We're now in the main courtyard of the chateau. It's surrounded by buildings in the French classical style, meaning that the lines are all straight and symmetry is observed. Look at the fountain in the centre of the courtyard. It wasn't there in the 17th century. Instead, there was a large pool that provided the chateau's water supply. The water was conveyed to it by means of an ingenious hydraulic equipment whose construction was ordered by the Count de Marchand. This brought the water up to the pool by means of 8 pumps driven by a paddle wheel, like in a watermill. A century later, Gilles-Antoine Lamarche had a new device built at the foot of the chateau. The water was now conveyed to a new reservoir, incorporated directly in the chateau's square tower. Much later still, following a competition launched in the 19th century by King Leopold II for designs for the water supply to Belgium's main cities, especially Brussels, Paul van Hoogarden submitted a plan in 1887 for the capture of the spring water on the Modave estate. Analysis from that time already described this water as perfectly clear, colourless, odourless, pleasant to the taste, and of a very high quality. The plan was selected and taken up by the Intermunicipal Water Company of Greater Brussels, today called Vivacqua. In 1922, water from Modave first travelled the 100 kilometres to the taps of Brussels to supply thousands of families. It may be Modave water that comes out of your tap. All the more reason to make sure that its quality remains good. Let's go over to the old terrace in the main courtyard.